You're on Alive 90.5 and we've got a very special show today. A really fantastic show that really pulls at the heartstrings of what you and I believe in about helping people. You want to tell our listeners where we're at the moment?
Yes, Jim. We're on site at the Children's Medical Research Institute at Westmead. And we've come back here. Well, I say back because this is a place I worked for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous place and I like to share the secret of CMRI with others. So we talked to Roger about a month ago, Professor Roger Riddell, the director of the Children's Medical Research Institute. And at the time, we also had on air Mayor Christou, so the mayor of Cumberland City Council. And lo and behold, I set up a meet and greet. And with us this morning also is Mayor Christou. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Morning, guys. Hey, how are you both?
Really well. Thanks for being with us today. You've just spent the last hour looking around, observing, get a feel for what they do here at this wonderful institute. What are your initial thoughts?
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
And what does that mean, Mayor, in the sense that it's like a young person going into a toy store, isn't it? Fascinating. I mean, what really took your mind away and your thoughts?
I literally spent the hour just listening to what Professor Riddell and his colleagues had to say, soaking it all in. It really is Star Wars space age stuff. The amount of things that are being looked at and being treated and the developments that are happening in regards to research is just first world and space age. I really mean that. I just really took it all in.
That's fantastic. Any one particular area was of really great interest or relevance to you?
If I had to break it down to a particular area, it was when they had the computer screens showing us alive cancer cells, and Professor Riddell, they were so obvious, and Professor Riddell was saying he could never imagine this at the time when he was coming up as a student, having this kind of technology or this kind of microscope. Now you've got a big 27-inch screen and everything's so visible and broken down into colours as well. So at what stage the cancer cells are at. So it's just, I was taking that in, that, you know, we've got researchers and doctors now able to analyse this kind of material for the benefit.
And you must be so excited and feel privileged that this is in your backyard, you know, in the sense that this is right on your doorstep, in the heart of the mayoral area, in the sense of here bordering Parramatta and York.
Absolutely very proud. This is the kind of stuff where you watch the news and it happens overseas. It'll happen in Germany, maybe in Britain, but to have it right here in New South Wales, Australia, let alone in Westmead, our backyard, really, really proud that we have such a dedicated team and research centre, which is state of the art.
And Darren, one thing I like when talking to people, and our listeners can't see this, I like to take close look at people's non-verbal cues, their eyes and their hands and things like that. And the story that you're telling is with great compassion about what this is going to do for your members, for your community members. And I'm really delighted with that expression that you share with us this morning. Granville Centre opened just recently, and I know that it was a fantastic day. Darren was down there, and he's told me a great deal about it. Tell our listeners about that. I mean, an amazing concept, Mayor.
If you haven't been to the Granville Centre yet, come down and check it out. There's no other place like it in Western Sydney. I'll tell you what, it'll go close to being one of the best places in New South Wales in regards to an actual centre. We have a state-of-the-art library, meeting rooms, conference rooms, outdoor basketball, outdoor soccer as well, you name it, recording studio, which is my favourite. The artists that were with us on the day, Angel and D Minor, they assure us that it's one of the best recording studios that they've been into and been with. So really proud of the Granville Centre, and it's going to be a great addition not only to Cumberland City Council, but all of Western Sydney and beyond.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I totally support that, being there on the opening day. Live 90.5 did an outside broadcast, and thank you for having us there as guests, Mayor. It's a great centre, and even the hall is lovely acoustics. So not just the recording rooms where you can actually get that zero sound level, that main hall is a great place to have a function.
Oh, I'm happy you touched on the hall, because we'll be doing citizenship ceremonies from that hall starting tomorrow, actually. Starting Thursday. So we can fit in double the capacity of what we used to do, so we'll be able to induct more citizens, especially under COVID.
That's fabulous. It's great to be able to get citizens inducted and become citizens of Australia, a great nation.
Absolutely.
I can't believe time moves so quickly, Darren. Mayor, in your term, what additional things would you like to see happen in your community, things in that you can use your leadership and your councillors to accomplish?
Yeah, as I keep saying, my motto for our council is aim high. Out in Western Sydney, we don't have to settle. Aim high, get decent quality services here, decent infrastructure, and be the best that we can.
Mayor, thanks for being here at the Institute. Your presence really gives further testimony to the great work that Roger Adell and his team do. And I applaud you for doing that. People of great stature like yourself that really take it forward. I hope that you're able to continue that as a legacy and support this wonderful Institute going forward.
Now, I'd like to thank you both for the invite and for Professor Adell for having us out here today with his team. Any way we can support as a council, definitely on board and will do. And moving forward, this is something that we'll be keeping a close eye on and supporting any way possible.
Alive 90.5.
You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim, and we've been very fortunate to be able to speak to many people, but particularly today at CMRI, we have our Mayor of Cumberland City. Mayor, what's the takeouts from today in terms of not only what you have learnt, but, you know, at a professional level? What do you consider being, as you walk towards the car to go to another very important meeting, where's your conviction?
My conviction is the people here undertaking this work are the real heroes. Often you see and hear people saying, oh, this movie star's a hero, this sports star's a hero, but these are the real heroes. And it's vitally important that all levels of government work together and put some real money and resources into a precinct like Westmead. And we all have a role to play, whether it be local government, state government, or federal government. If we all come together and do our bit on our relevant levels, we can make Westmead a brilliant place.
And I think you want to continue to do that.
Absolutely want to continue to do that.
It's a great story.
Beyond, even after I'm done being the mayor and moved on somewhere else, I want to ensure that we have steps and processes in place to absolutely support Westmead and Lee's facilities.
Thank you. That's a great commitment, Mayor. I know that you're very passionate in particular about spending well, even within your own council. Can you share some thoughts of how you're proceeding to be a good, prudent economic manager within council to set it up for the future and to make sure that the books are very sound at this time?
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for asking me this question. Economic responsibility is something that we all have to take, whether it be elected representatives or whether it be people's family budgets. And recently we discovered that unfortunately, council's 17 childcare centres are running at a $6.4 million loss annually. We're taking steps to rectify this. We're looking at perhaps trying to outsource these centres to a private, not-for-profit providers. You know, where we maintain their facility and we're the owners of the buildings, but looking at a more specialised operator of these sectors, we cannot sustain. You know, 6.4 million loss, majority of our residents just won't accept that. And, you know, if we're going to be economically smart, and I can think of 6.4 million reasons where I can use that money to better roads, footpaths, create more parks and open space, something our residents will be proud of.
Well, some residents may say that outsourcing a critical service like childcare may diminish the quality of the service. How do you respond to that?
I disagree. The majority of people have their children in a private provider. My children were the recipient of both. They went to a council-run centre and they went to a private-run centre. I didn't see a difference. They still came home fed, changed, alive. So there'll be no difference. And, you know, what's it's unfortunate that a small minority of the community that just want to politically grandstand are creating a massive issue out of this and creating all this hysteria, because there's no hysteria here. We're keeping the buildings. We're going to be the main owner. We're just outsourcing them to a not-for-profit, hopefully, that specialises in that field to enable us to give us more resources and money to better the lives of our local residents.
So you maintain the asset, but you're outsourcing the service.
Correct.
For a win-win for the bottom line of the council budget.
Win-win for the residents.
Perfect. I know how much you do care for the residents, and I often see on your Facebook, and if you don't follow the mayor on Facebook, I recommend you do, because the back-to-basics approach is something I really resonates with me as well, and I knew we talked about it last time. What are a few back-to-basics that you've been doing, say, in the last few weeks, just to make sure that the roads, footpaths, those sorts of things are in good repair for the residents of Cumberland?
Well, I have a philosophy that what most people care about is that patch of land in front of their house and beyond. You know, they want to go outside their house and they want to see the footpaths and lawns have been mowed, the potholes are filled, the streets are clean, the rubbish is picked up on time. That is back to basics. That is an approach that council should be doing. Basic stuff to raise the living standard of our local community. Not delving in matters that doesn't concern them, whether it be state or federal levels. And that's where a lot of councils are wasting money and resources. And it's not going to happen in Cumberland City Council, because we're going to put the money straight back into our local community.
Well, on that note, that's a fantastic positive comment. Mikrista, thank you very much for being here today, again, being here at this wonderful institute and sharing with us. Leadership is a challenge, no matter where you are. But the most important thing is to make those decisions that are in your heart are the right decisions, and you certainly are doing those, and we support you in what you do for our community. Thank you for being here today.
No, thank you for having us.